Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, it's always our delight to have you join and come on board with us as we face the issues. Lest I forget it, let me remind you that telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. Your telephone call goes directly through to the studios right to our microphones so that we can entertain your question, your comment, your dialogue and discussion on the issue of the day. We're going to be talking about an unusual subject today. I've simply titled the issue today, The Nuns, N-O-N-E-S, not N-U-N-S, nuns. The nuns are on the rise. I just want to put it in a little different statement. The decline of Christianity in America. The decline of Christianity in America. We're going to introduce our very special guest in just a moment, right after a brief monologue. I want to set the stage so that you'll understand where we're going and what we're going to talk about. But let me remind you, as we face the issues, we do so based on the authority of the inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. Mm-hmm. It's not a matter of political rhetoric. We don't talk about these issues based on denominational dogma. We face the issues based on the written, inspired Word of God. It is the Word of God that I call the truth book. Jesus says to his disciples in John 8, 31 and 32, if you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth shall make you free. Ladies and gentlemen, even in political circles, there are some that will quote that portion of that verse, the truth shall make you free. They do not identify with or talk about what is that truth. Jesus said in John 14, 6, I am truth. Further, he makes the declaratory statement in John 17, 17, where the Lord Jesus says, thy word is truth. It's the truth of the word of God, ladies and gentlemen, that ought to be the lamp unto our feet, the light unto our pathway each and every day as we go and carry out our life and living under the leadership of the Lord Jesus Christ. I pray that that's what you do each day. But ladies and gentlemen, let me remind you, we live in a society today where truth is not admired, truth is not acknowledged, truth is not viewed as being apropos in the society in which we're living. I go back to the thinking of the secularist George Orwell. In the late 40s, George Orwell authored a book entitled 1984, where in that dystopian novel, George Orwell projected what he believed America would be like in 1984. And he was about halfway right. He was just off about 30, 40 years. Ladies and gentlemen, George Orwell said, and he made the statement, the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. We find that to be apropos. We find that to be absolutely true even today. If you speak the truth, if you stand for the truth, if you don't believe it, ask Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer and AOC and the other three, and Joe Biden. Of course, Joe can't remember yesterday from today what he said. He's cognitively depleted. And ladies and gentlemen, we have a Manchurian president. He was the Manchurian candidate, but he's in office by fraud. And we can't believe anything that's said out of that area. But that same group of folks, ladies and gentlemen, that's running our nation today, they reject the word of God. It was Jerry Nadler, the U.S. Congressman on the floor of the Congress, when they were debating a bill dealing with the LGBTQ. And one of the congressmen read from the scripture how God despises, God hates it, God rejects it. And Jerry Nadler screamed at him and made the statement, God's word has no place in the halls of Congress, end quote. And that's about the mindset today across America, that God's word does not have a place in my life. God's word does not have any precedents or any mandates for me to live by. And we find that to be so true. It is the rejection of truth. And it's the former U.S. Senator Jim DeMint, former Senator Jim DeMint, U.S. Senator. Jim DeMint says, and I'm reading from an article that he wrote just recently, DeMint warns America's decline linked to the death of truth. In part, he says this, truth is the core principle of Judeo-Christian values, which are the foundation of Western civilization. Judeo-Christian values are derived from the Bible, and the Christian church is the only custodian of the Bible. If you want to know the reason for the death of truth in America, look no further than the decline of Bible-based Christianity in our nation, end quote. He further states, what we believe about truth does not change what is true. What we believe about reality does not change what is real. There's no greater example of arrogance and self-worship than to assume whatever we believe is true and real. Yet that is precisely the prevailing view in America today, even in our churches, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, I go back to the 15th century theologian and church reformer, Jan Hus. Jan Hus made a powerful statement, and let me just read you his statement. He says, Christians, faithful Christians, seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, and live the truth, and defend the truth even to death. And I challenge you on this radio broadcast each and every day to defend the truth even if we have to stand and stand alone, even if we have to face death as a result of telling the truth. I encourage you to take that stand. We are living in a society today when there's the watered-down truth, or half-truth, a part-truth. God's word is truth. Amen. It is the truth book, and we need to take a stand on what God's word says. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of the day's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of homeowner brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time, ladies and gentlemen, has a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Good news, ladies and gentlemen. Good news. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time is now hiring all part-time positions and full-time positions, house and grounds maintenance, mechanics and technicians, inside and outside sales, customer service representatives, and more. Great place to work, ladies and gentlemen. It's a family-oriented business. They're closed on Sunday so that the employees can have the opportunity to worship with their families. May I say, ladies and gentlemen, you just drop by Tools for Time and fill out your application, wait for an interview opportunity. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time is located at 11291, that's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road, 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. Perhaps you say, how do I find that? That it's at the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road. There's a gigantic flagpole, 165 feet in the air. Old Glory, the U.S. flag flowing 24/7. Find that flag in the flagpole, ladies and gentlemen. At the base of that flagpole, you'll find the home of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com. ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, perhaps one of the most serious things we can talk about is the need today for individuals to say yes to Jesus Christ as Savior and as Lord. I don't know of any more important subject than to point to every listener back to the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. Across America today and around the world, I believe we're witnessing the hand of God bringing about the signs of the last days spoken of in His Word. In 2 Timothy 3:1, it tells us that perilous times shall come. That's perilous times shall come. And perilous times are here already. Perilous means dark, dangerous, devastating, difficult, deadly. And we're seeing those perilous signs every day. Today, ladies and gentlemen, we're hearing about wars and rumblings of wars. That's prophesied in the 24th chapter of the book of Matthew, where God gives us the signs that we can be aware of for His second coming. And those perilous times spoken of in 2 Timothy chapter 3 correlate with what we find in Matthew chapter 24. Matthew 24 talks about the days that we're living in, when there will be wars and rumblings of wars, where there will be nation against nation. That word nation, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, nation against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, Basileon kingdom, that's rule and reign of the different powers and authorities in the world, global powers. But it says nation against nation. The word nation is the Greek word ethnos, means ethnicity against ethnicity. And we're finding ethnic wars around the globe. We're finding rumblings of wars around the globe. In fact, you can take a globe, spin the globe, close your eyes, spin the globe, put your finger down, and you'll be within a gnat's breadth of a war or rumblings of wars around the world in today's society. We're watching the hand of God. bringing about what I call the chronology of eschatological prophetic truth that will take place in the day and era in which we're living. Let me just do a little parenthetical footnote on that for you, our listeners. Before we see the return of the Lord Jesus Christ, we will see the rapture of the church, rapturus, the sudden seizure, the snatching out of this old world, the bride of Christ, the body of Christ. And we'll be caught up with him to be in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. And the scripture says in that 18th verse of 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, wherefore comfort ye one another with these words. It ought to be a comfort to us to know that at any time, at any moment, we could be snatched out of this old world in what's called the rapture of the church. Now listen very carefully. I must say this. There's some theological dogma out there, some denominational misunderstanding that says the rapture is not found in the scripture. The word rapture is not found in the scripture. But we'll be suddenly seized, snatched away. It's the word rapturus in the Latin text that says we'll be suddenly snatched out of this old world. The dead in Christ shall rise first, and we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with the Lord in the air, so shall we ever be with the Lord. So I'm saying that so that you will understand that even in the midst of the darkness, in the midst of the danger, in the midst of what we're faced with today, with the wars and the rumblings of wars, with the Ukrainian war at hand, very near where we get involved with Russia. In fact, our president's talking about sending boots on the street into Ukraine to protect Ukraine. My question I beg to ask, and I would love to hear somebody say, would be able to come up with a rational reason, not irrational, but rational reason, why we should risk human lives out of America for the safety of Ukraine. Now, I'm not for Russia coming in and taking over Ukraine, but I'm against putting boots on the street. I'm against using American resources. I'm against using American lives to protect anything that would be called Ukrainian sovereignty. But yet we have that so. May I just do a little footnote on that? It's because of as a Schweitzer that's written a book about Biden and the Biden cabal says that Biden's have collected about $31 million out of Ukraine. So I believe Biden is wanting to protect his interest there to continue to get paid out of that. But that's another story for another issue for another day. But we're watching all of these things coming to a grand crescendo in our world today. We're watching America on the very edge of war with Russia, a war with China, war with Iran, war with North Korea. And all of these things coming about because God said it's going to happen. It's coming about because God's word is absolutely true and infallible. So may I remind us as we talk about these things, we need to understand where we're going. But the point that I want us to understand is that we ought not to be fearful. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7 says God's not given us a spirit of fear. Sure. But I find today in society and people around the globe are petrified, frightened to death, fearful of where we're going and what's taking place. But one of the major things that we are going to talk about further in this broadcast, and I'll introduce our very special guest in just a moment. But one of the things that we're going to see and understand, the root cause of what we're finding in America today with the dilemmification of hearts and minds that's causing the fear, is not necessarily because of the war, not necessarily because of COVID, not necessarily because of Joe Biden being in office, but because of the decline of biblical Christianity in our nation, the decline of serving the Lordship of Jesus Christ, a decline in our nation of those that are saying yes to Jesus Christ. Recently, George Barner did a survey and said the nuns, N-O-N-E-S, the nuns are increasing every year. And that is those that say they have no religious affiliation, they're not Christian, they have no affiliation with the church, they do not go to church. And ladies and gentlemen, listen very carefully. That is the condition in all of Europe today. All of Europe's made up about 98% secular people and about 2% Christian. We're on the fast track for that in America, and unless we see revival break out in America, unless we see a great turning back to God, we're seeing the demise, the decline, and the demise of the United States of America. I believe I have a caller on the line. Give you the question or comment, please.
Good afternoon, Dr. Youngblood.
Good afternoon. Glad to have you with us.
I've spent time in Europe and the Cold War era. We had almost 500,000 men there and multiple armored divisions there as well. It's a former shell of what it used to be. I think there's currently about 75,000 troops there. Biden sending over 8,500 poses nothing more than a speed bump. For us to commit troops on the ground in Ukraine, which historically is a area of Europe that has undergone a lot of social upheaval. If you look back in the 20s and 30s with the, I think it's called the Holodomor, where the Ukrainian population was subjected to Stalin's brutality and the famines, along with World War II, that whole area, you know, ethnically speaking there, it's part Russian, part Ukrainian, part, you know, Slavic. There's a lot of disparity there, and I agree with you completely. I've served, and I think that we have no business being there.
None whatsoever. If we, the first time we put one boot on the streets, on the pavement in Ukraine, we opened Pandora's box to be another 22-year battle, as we had in Afghanistan. We opened Pandora's box for another Vietnam, where we lost 58,000 American troops for naught. We pulled out of North Korea in 1953 because we were losing the battle that we were fighting in proxy. It was a proxy battle that was fighting. We were fighting against China. And we finally pulled out. We didn't win the war there. We didn't win the war in Vietnam. We didn't win the war in Afghanistan. But yet we spent hundreds of trillions of dollars in doing so. And I'm against it personally. Now, there are others out there that might totally disagree with me. That's their prerogative. But one of the major things, Jim, that I think that's needed in society today, based on going back to the scripture, is to rediscover the book, the Word of God. Rediscover what God's Word says and find that our hope is built on nothing less than Jesus Christ and His righteousness. And that's the need today. And I believe the only thing that's going to be a deliverance factor for America is if we turn back to God. If we don't, I think America's toast. I think America's gone as we've known it for my lifetime and yours.
Amen. Amen.
Well, brother, thank you so much for you calling in. Yes, sir. Thank you for you calling the input. Keep looking up. Our redemption's drawing nigh.
Amen.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have a gentleman with us today that I've known for less than 100 years. He just celebrated his birthday yesterday, and it was less than 100 years. I'm not going to reveal his age. I don't know if we have calendars that carry that number. But anyway, I'm delighted to have Evangelist Terry Chupp. Brother Terry Chupp is with us. Brother Terry is going to be with us preaching tonight and tomorrow night. That's Friday night, Saturday night, Sunday morning, and Sunday night in our church at First Conservative Baptist Church. By the way, we're located 1 mile south of I-295, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road. And this is an open invitation for you, our listeners, to come and join in the services this evening, tomorrow evening, Sunday morning, and Sunday night. Brother Terry, welcome to Let's Face the Issues today.
Thank you, Dr. Youngblood. It's a joy always to be here with y'all.
It's a pleasure to have a dear brother. We call him family. We've known each other for probably, 35 years,
right.
And I'm thankful for that relationship. Brother Terry was an active Bassmaster fishing champion for years out on the fishing circuit. We're going to be talking about that in a moment. So all of you that love fishing, tune in, listen up, and ask Brother Terry some questions. He can tell you how to bait the hook. He can tell you what kind of bait to use for what kind of water. We were sharing just a moment ago before going on the air. He's got maps of the best fishing holes around the nation, and I don't know if he wants to share some of those secrets or not, but we're going to be talking about that. But the primary thing is that Brother Terry loves the Lord.
Amen.
And it's a fisher of men and not just fisher for fish. So we're going to be talking about that during the broadcast today. I think Brother Terry, as I said a moment ago, as we see what's happening in our world, we watch the decline of society. It is something that we need to recognize is taking place. I believe that our nation needs today to turn back to God.
Amen.
How do you respond to that? But first of all, Brother Terry, I know you, we know you, we've been family now for less than 100 years. Share with our listening audience something about you, your background, why you do what you do, your relationship to the Lord, some of the things you've done in ministry down through the years. Just basically, and some audiences may not understand this, but for a Christian audience, we're talking about sharing your personal testimony. Take a minute and share your personal testimony with our listeners.
Let me share with you, I am a very, very conservative, Bible-believing Christian.
Amen.
Many years ago in the Atlanta area, there was a gentleman, big tall gentleman, 6 feet tall, married a little 5 foot tall lady that weighed about 110 pounds. A year after they're married, they had their first child. That big boy weighed over 8 pounds, which is a large baby for that size woman. 20 months later, child number two came. That one was even larger. 2 years later, her third son came, and that one weighed over 12 pounds. And the doctor told her, ma'am, no more. Don't even think of having any more children. Your body's not made to carry a baby the full 9 months. And so don't get pregnant. She went back to that doctor 3 years later. He said, oh, no, you're not. She said, yes, I am. He said, ma'am, didn't you hear me? I told you don't get pregnant. There's no way you can carry a baby 9 months. You need to have an abortion right now. She said, no, sir. He said, why? She said, well, my God's the author of life. And if he meant to, for me to conceive, I'm going to bear this baby.
Amen.
But you know, the doctor was correct because I didn't make it 9 months. I made it 6 months. I weighed 4 pounds when I was born. And I've had physicians all over America, as I fished all over the country, and I shared my testimony. They said that the odds of me living were less than 2%. But God had a plan and a purpose for my life, and I've tried to follow that. I love fishing. That's one thing. Now, we were poor, but my dad always took Saturday to take my three brothers and myself hunting or fishing.
Amen.
Well, a couple of my brothers got into the hunting real strong, and I'm the one that took fishing. And I really got involved in that, and then the Lord opened the doors for me to start fishing seriously back in about 1965 through 68. In 68, I fished my first tournament with the Bassmasters. And I got hooked on that.
Hooked on
I was
fishing.
Like the fish. I got hooked, you know. And I actually fished. Well, I retired in 1999. And I've been blessed to fish from Maine to Florida to the West Coast. I fished all over the country. But the most important thing about my fishing career happened on October the 14th of 1987. In Alabama. I was asked by Jimmy Houston, one of the world's great fishermen, to come to what they had started new called the Focus, Fellowship of Christian Angler Society, their Focus meeting, which is a worship service. Mm-hmm. He said, Terry, would you mind sharing your testimony and sing a song? I said, I'll be happy to. Honestly, I did not get a bite that day from a fish. So the Lord let me know that wasn't why I was there. But that night, as I did sing a song called People Need the Lord. I was trying to encourage these fishermen to share their faith in Jesus. Mm-hmm. But the Lord impressed on my heart they can't share what they don't possess. Mm-hmm. And that's when he said, I'm calling you.
Amen.
Now, folks, I'm not like my brother here. He's one of the most brilliant Christian apologist I know of today.
He said that just the way I told him, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, $20 more. But I didn't go to college. I didn't go to Bible college. I didn't go to university. I didn't go to a seminary. But I did go to an Ugged Rugged Cross. And I got my education and my learning, as we say, from the person of the Holy Spirit God who is in me. And it's not about what I don't have. It's about what I do have. And he placed in me a love and a desire, number one, for the Lord Jesus, number two, for my wife and my family, and number three, for everyone. Mm-hmm. And so I did not have any training or seminars that I went to learn how to share my faith, but I just did it. Mm-hmm. And, the thing was real popular years ago, said, just do it.
Right.
Well, I did. And the Lord took me at my word and blessed me in being able to do this. And I'm going to say this, in spite of me, I have been blessed to preach in over 500 churches across America. In the ministry God's called me to, it's called Team Jesus Ministries. I've been blessed to see over 10,000 souls come to faith in Jesus in spite of me. But the reason it's worked, I made three commitments. Number one, I'm going to stand on the Word of God, the infallible, inerrant, inspired Word of good.
Amen.
Number two, I'm going to preach the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, by the way, in the fishing community, we had people from every faith, every religion, and everything in there. I didn't waver one bit.
Amen.
But number three, the way you have a successful ministry is love the people. Mm-hmm. And the Lord has blessed me with that, and I do love the people. That's why when I go across the country preaching and teaching and all, and the Lord even blew my mind. About 12 years ago, I was here mm-hmm. at First Conservative Baptist Church. Mm-hmm. And when I left, I said, Brother Gene, I called him and I said, I want you to understand, the Lord's blown my mind. I'm writing a book.
Amen.
I've just got started with it. He said, what is it? I said, it's called How to Be Wise in God's Eyes. He said, what's that about? I said, it's a book in teaching people how to share their faith Amen. In Jesus. He said, well, you're coming. This was August. He said, you're coming back in October and teach it to our students here. I hadn't even got it written down yet, really. But in honor to him, as one of my spiritual mentors, I said, yes, sir. I came down here and taught it, the first place, right here in this Amen. Place. And since then, I finished the book. We've had thousands of copies printed and used all over the country. I teach seminars in church on how to share your faith in Jesus. And it's so simple. You know, folks, I did fish professionally for years, and I was blessed. I had the major sponsors. I know all of the, quote, great fishermen. If you want to talk about them, I mentioned Jimmy Houston. A couple of your Floridians, Roland Martin, in the world of bass fishing. Everybody knows who Roland is. That's old son. Mm-hmm. That's what he always says. Another one is a great one from here in Gainesville, Shaw Grigsby.
Yes.
I was blessed to lead Shaw Grigsby to Jesus over a cup of hot and sour soup in Clewiston, Florida. That restaurant was packed because we were there fishing, but everybody came to the restaurant also to meet the post. But as I shared the gospel with him right over that table, across the table, he held my hands and prayed with me and invited the Lord Jesus to come into his life. Well, not long after that, we were at a church up in Alabama, and I baptized him. By the way, scriptural baptism is by immersion.
That's right.
And I baptized him by immersion. A few months later, we went to the World Championship, the Bassmasters Classic. It was in Richmond, Virginia, and I had a booth there for my ministry. They appreciated what I was doing. And Shaw's wife came by, and I talked with her, Polly, lovely lady. And I said, Polly, I want to ask you a question. Are you certain if you were to die today, you're going to heaven? Because I'm going to tell you factually, I know that Shaw is, mm-hmm. and I know that Shaw loves you. And I love you too much to let you go to hell. Mm-hmm. And I want you to place your faith in Jesus. As I shared the Roman road with her, by the way, that's Romans 3:10, Romans 3:23, Romans 6:23, Romans 5:8, Romans 10:9 and 10, and Romans 10:13. Tears were coming down her face. She held my hands, prayed, and invited the Lord Jesus into her life.
Amen. So it's more than just fishing for fish.
Oh, definitely, definitely. By the way, fishing for fish, Pastor, I got to tell you this. With the Bassmasters and all, every fish we caught, we turned loose because they practice catch and release. But hallelujah, Jesus doesn't practice catch and release. He practices caught and kept for all of eternity.
Amen.
Well, the next class that we had in Birmingham, after the tournament, I was preaching in a church there, and I had about five of the superstars of bass fishing coming. We did a fishing seminar teaching people how to catch fish. I mean, the real top pros. Shaw was one of them. Well, his two children were there. When I gave the invitation at the end of the message, the first two to walk down that aisle was his two children.
Amen.
And I had the blessing of baptizing her.
Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking with Brother Terry Chupp. Brother Terry is a fishing evangelist traveling across America telling people how to say yes to Jesus Christ as Lord. I believe we have Tom on the line. Go ahead, Tom, with your question or comment. We'll take a moment. Then we'll get you to hang on till after the top of the hour news break. Go ahead, Tom.
Yes, Dr. Youngblood, I'm enjoying your broadcast. I sure like that you brought out the reason that President Biden is so quick to defend the Ukraine. That's where his money comes from. That's his cash cow.
You got it. Tom, would you hold on until after the top of the hour news? We'll come back and we'll finish with our discussion. Ladies and gentlemen, hang in there. Don't turn your dials. We'll be right back right after the news.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.